Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's a hockey night in Pittsburgh. The Pens open the 2024-25 season at PPG Paints Arena and welcome the New York Rangers. And we want to check in with our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn. On our video mix, kdkradio.com, you can see Jeff on the radio on our video stream. Jeff, here we go. Captain Sidney Crosby, you know some of the names, but what should fans know about who are these guys?
Well, you don't welcome the Rangers. Forget them. I mean, come on. They're in town, but we don't welcome them.
Good point.
Neither their fans. I mean, you're not welcome in PPG Paints Arena. Let's be real.
Point taken.
Listen, yeah. You still have the big three. Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang still remain. There are some familiar names. Erik Karlsson is back. Marcus Pettersson. But, man, there's a lot of new names, Larry. I mean, the wingers, you probably know Drew O'Connor or have heard that name. But Anthony Beauvillier, who will be on the top line most likely today. Rutger McGroarty.
Who?
Jesse Puljujärvi. Kevin Hayes is a new Penguin, as is Cody Glass, acquired last year. So, I mean, those are some of the new names you're going to see. And I think the biggest thing, Larry, with this team that has to change and that they have changed in this offseason is the power play. Power play was 30th in the league last year. And in losses, they were 13 of 141 on the power play. You change a couple of those numbers in a few of those games, and we're talking about a playoff team.
Playoffs.
With a chance maybe to do something. You know, but that power play is horrible. But this year they've decided what they used to do is they like, hey, we've got all this talent. Let's let them just create. Well, that hasn't worked. So they put in a system, and they feel like they're going to be more aggressive. The puck's going to move, and hopefully there's going to be better results.
Well, we're looking forward to game one tonight again. We're not going to welcome the New York Rangers, but they'll be there at PPG Paints. Hey, while I have you, got to ask you about the Steelers. Obviously, a heartbreaking loss spite of all that went wrong, had a chance, win or lose, on a fourth down and goal play from the six. That said, the Steelers are 3-2 going to Vegas. Vegas has their issues, but the topic is, what about George Pickens? What is the situation with the top receiver?
Yeah, it's been some interesting reasoning. I mean, the guy's 23, and Mike Tomlin keeps talking about load management for him like he would for a 35-year-old. You know, he wants to limit those reps so he can get better reps. But then he kind of hinted at the end that, maybe there's some discipline involved in this as well. Listen, he's just not – his head isn't where it needs to be, I think is the simplest way to put it. And, you know, he's not all in. You know, when they scored – when the Steelers scored the touchdown to Connor Hayward, he's just sulked on the bench while everybody else celebrated.
All right.
And there were times he went over to the bench, and as he sat down, guys that were on the bench got up and left.
Oh, that's not good.
There's some things, forget any of what we're saying, there's some things I think he's got to figure out with his teammates, which is worse than anything that can be said on social media.
What about Russell Wilson? More practice time? Is this his time to get a shot in Vegas?
So he's going to practice today full, supposedly, for the first time this year. As long as the calf's feeling well, he's going to go out there and give it a full reps. He's going to run the second team as they're going to prepare Justin Fields to start. Now, if he's able to go through practices, is 100% healthy, then by the end of the week, they'll have a decision to make. I think they'll stay with Justin. You know, with two straight losses, the door is a little bit open, or as Mike Tomlin likes to put it correctly, the door is ajar for him to have an opportunity to get out there. And, you know, I guess if he really impresses and they feel like he could make a difference, there's an outside chance there could be a change. But definitely if Justin were to struggle or they were to lose at the Raiders, there would be obviously a pretty good chance that he would get an opportunity at home against New York the next week.
Well, this is the hottest ticket for a Steelers road game. Las Vegas, new stadium, Raiders there, Steelers, Raiders. Should be fun to watch. 4:05 kick, by the way, on Sunday, and then back home against the Jets, who just fired their coach. Hopefully the Steelers can stack a couple more wins as we get ready to start facing some of our division opponents.
Yeah, and I tell you, you know, if you weren't lucky enough to be able to fly out to Vegas with the other 50,000 Yinzers that are heading out there, there's a pretty good game at home on Saturday that I know you're aware of at 3:30.
How about Pitt at 5-0 hosting new ACC opponent? They haven't played each other since 1966. The California Golden Bears come here after a heartbreaking loss. They were up 25 points and lost to Miami, so they're going to be wounded Bears. It's going to be a great opportunity for Pitt to do something special, become bowl eligible. And Jeff, as you know, Eli Holstein, quarterback of the week, Walter Camp Award winner this week. Plus, Eli Holstein not only has a weapon at running back with Desmond Reed, he is the ACC receiver of the week. I don't know that I've ever heard of a running back being the receiver of the week.
No, that is something you cannot see often. Of course, Desmond Reed's the only Pitt player in history to have 100 yards receiving and rushing in a game, which is amazing when you think of all the incredible running backs that
right.
have been here been at Pitt over the years. They got something going. Hey, Pat Narduzzi rolled the dice, brought in a whole new offensive staff, a new philosophy, and it's worked.
And 3:30 kickoff in Acrisure Saturday. Should have a great crowd. Looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate for the game. Jeff, always appreciate your insight and passion. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Larry.
Odyssey Sports Director Jeff Hathorn. Nobody works harder in this town, trust me. Okay, morning show, and thanks for choosing us. We're looking forward to a big weekend here, as Jeff Hathorn pointed out. And tonight, you got the Pens opener and Pitt's volleyball team in action, and I'm excited that we're carrying the game. They does a great job, and Jeff, he kind of wears many hats when it comes to the sporting world. Meanwhile, there is an event coming up, really important event, free health care, eye care. It's called the Mission of Mercy, and I've known one of the principals, Keith Young, for many years. Used to be neighbors, and several years ago he called and said, hey, Larry, we could use some help promoting this tremendous event. And Keith joins us here on KDK. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. This is a little atypical for this event because you haven't had a chance to promote in the traditional way that you have because of the political ads tying up all the airtime.
It is doing that. We normally, a lot of our folks, the patients especially, learn about us and when the date is and what the, you know, the details of it through TV. And we have been unable to get any TV ads at all because of the political elections coming up. So you helping out on this is a great, is a big help for us. So.
Well, it's an amazing opportunity for people who have had, you know, dental care and they don't afford it or try have avoided it. And that's one element. But first, before we talk about that, you also need to enlist the help of dentists around the region to volunteer, right?
We sure do. We need as many dentists as we can get. We've got about 80-some dentists right now. We could probably use about double that. And the reason is because the more dentists we have, the more people we are able to serve. We usually get enough optometrists and audiologists, but dentists have been, because we need more of them, it's a little more difficult. And so if you are listening to this and you want a really great volunteer experience, please sign up. It's pretty easy. mompgh.org. Just go in and hit the volunteer button. We also need other volunteers, though, too, general volunteers. We need more general volunteers, Larry, than we do actually clinical volunteers. So we're at about 1,100 volunteers right now and probably could use 1,500. So, again, anybody that's interested, and this is a very tangible volunteer experience, Larry, because you get to see the fruits of your labor. You get to see the person that had the 10 teeth pulled and they walk out with the gauze, but still with a big smile because they were treated so well and they're out of pain for the first time in months. You get to see the woman that gets the hearing aid and is able to hear for the first time in 30 years. It's that kind of very tangible volunteer experience.
And about how many patients on a typical year are you able to serve?
Yeah, last year we served 1,702 patients in the 2 days. I'm anticipating...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
1,500 this year. Probably, I mean, I think, you know, with the inflation and the affordability issue, I think a lot of people are going to need this, because the kinds of patients we serve, we certainly serve homeless people and those folks, but the patients that we mostly hit, Larry, are folks that are trying to make a decision. Do I pay the rent? Do I pay for food for the kids, or do I get dental care? And you know which one falls off is the dental care. And so I think that's why I think this is so important for that dental, hearing, and eye care for these people.
All right. The event itself is coming up in just a few weeks.
November 1st and 2nd at the Convention Center. Doors open at 6 o'clock. It is first come, first serve, and there are no eligibility requirements. I tell you, some people line up the night before. So if you want to come, you know, get there early. And then the first procedure is at 7 o'clock on Friday, the 1st.
And again, we need volunteers. What do the typical volunteers, we understand what a dentist and their time would be like, but what are you looking for your volunteers to do?
Yeah, our volunteers do a variety of things. The patient ambassadors, volunteer registration, patient registration, a variety of those types of roles. But the one that I think is most interesting is the patient ambassador, because those are folks that get to work with the patients and they move them through the facility. And I'll tell you, there were 1,700 folks there last year that got treated. There were 1,700 stories. And the people love to listen to this. And we really focus on treating these people with dignity and respect, Larry, because these are a lot of folks that don't get that all the time. And we want this. They're coming in for treatment, but it's also something we want them, this to be a memorable experience and a one that's very positive. And so these patient ambassadors are the ones that are that front line, if you will, customer service. That they do, and that's a great role to have.
All right, mompgh.com, the Mission of Mercy, and again, it is
.org.
What'd I say? .org.
Com. Yeah.
You know what? It comes
mompgh.org.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Your people are slick because they got it covered. I put in .com and it came up, and you're right. It's .org, but it has a pass through. So. M-O-M.
Oh, okay.
So either way, you get there. mompgh.org, Mission of Mercy, a call to care. This is a great event. Again, November 1st and 2nd. That's a Friday and Saturday. And Keith Young, I appreciate you and all the people that are doing this. This is an incredible effort. And thanks on behalf of all those people you serve, for doing this.
Well, thank you, Larry. We appreciate you helping us out with this and getting the message out. And there are, I appreciate you saying that, there are a tremendous number of people in them that are working on this, the Sandy Booties, the Amanda Dixons, and others, the Myases. There's so many people working behind the scenes on this. It's tremendous. So I really appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
You got it, brother. mompgh.org. Keith Young, Mission of Mercy. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Let's check in with Ellen Gamble.
All right. Thanks, Larry. We have in McCandless reports of an accident now, Duncan Avenue near Cary Lane. Also, we have accidents elsewhere around the commute, tying up traffic on southbound 28, our second accident of the morning. This one is in the Route 8 Aetna bypass, and it is backing traffic for you before the Highland Park Bridge as you come southbound on 28 toward town this morning. Once you get past that accident scene, things remain heavy for the rest of 28 as you're heading down toward the North Shore past the 31st Street Bridge. If you're coming southbound on Route 65, Ohio River Boulevard, where it turns into the North Shore Expressway between the West End Bridge and the ramps for the Fort Duquesne Bridge. We have an accident there. Do watch out for slowdowns. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 8:35. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Sunshine 65 today. Right now we're at 47 degrees. And by the way, this Mission of Mercy, we just talked to Keith Young, the chairman. It's dental, and it goes, you know, x-rays, cleanings, fillings, other services, vision, get free glasses, and hearing, too. So this is a real opportunity on November 1st and 2nd. But go to MOMPGH. This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. I'm Larry Richard, and we're joined by the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, Carlos T. Carter. Carlos, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. Working our way through the week. And what are you working on? What's the latest?
Oh, man, there's so much. We're looking at a new location, like a more inspiring location that really inspiring our clients and employees, bring us together. So that's something we're looking at. But we definitely, we'll be staying downtown. So that's something exciting. A lot of big things we're doing in tech to help, black people, brown people, women, and other high priority populations with tech. So I see Pitt put out something about a big $16.8 million collective grant that we're going on to kind of help address the digital divide. So there are a lot of big things going on there. Really, so I can go on and on. But today, I just want to talk about the Giving Pump program. It's exciting. Program. It helps fuel local futures. Thanks to our friends at Shell at participating stations. So through the end of October, if you go to the Shell stations with the purple pump, you have to pull up to the purple pump, because I pulled up to the one in Bomb Boulevard, but I don't think I pulled up on the purple pump. So last year we raised $10,000 to their generosity and the people in the Pittsburgh region. We want to double that this year. But a certain station, so on Bomb Boulevard, 57035 Bomb Boulevard, Pittsburgh. They're also in Spring Garden, Penn Avenue, Fifth Avenue, Butler, Aliquippa, but you have to pull up to the Purple Pump at the participating station. So, yeah, to support our important workers at Urban League.
Yeah, and tell us more about what you will do with the funds. What are you working on? What is your effort right now?
There are many efforts, but these funds support our works to help people be homeowners, helps our young people. We have 100 people in a youth leadership program, supports those efforts. 150 seniors that we have, helping them, to get job training and so that they can, really progress in their lives. We have 3 family support centers. We serve over 1,000 families a year in Duquesne, in East Hills in the north side. And so helping them and immigrants with, if they need to get their doctor's appointment, addressing food insecurity, helping to connect them to job opportunities, but really helping to upskill people, right? I always say people want a life that's meaningful to them, and so our job is to help to remove the barriers and make the connections so people can thrive. The people do the work. We just provide that supportive environment. I always say that, we don't have to necessarily be the light. The people are already the light. We have to help remove shade so people's light can shine. So the light's already there. The strength is there. We just create an environment where they can thrive. People need help removing barriers.
And again, where can people help you at the pumps?
At all the participating Shell gas stations. They go on our Facebook page. We have information on there. But again, all around the city, including Butler, Aliquippa, on Bomb Boulevard, Spring Garden Road, Fifth Avenue. So look for your Shell gas station and go pull up to the pumper pump. Excuse me, pull up to the purple pump. They say pull up to the bumper, baby. Pull up to the pump, baby. Pull up to the purple pump, baby.
Nice. I like it.
And you can always support the Urban League by donating on our page. Again, we serve thousands of people a year. The work we do, I think, is so important. Even around Thanksgiving, we'll be helping thousands of families in terms of giving them food. It's always through the medium when we do that and connect them to resources. So we're about the people at the Urban League, right? And so about empowering the people. And I love our slogan, empowering communities and changing lives. But it's not just a slogan. We've been doing it for 106 years. There are 2 books written on our Urban League. So this Urban League is very historic, but also really relevant now. So we celebrate our rich history, but we are actually moving forward. And I love when our national leader says, is this not your grandmother's Urban League? So yes, he always says that. And so, we're moving forward. So, and your support. So pull up to the purple pump, baby.
Sound a little bit like Stevie Wonder was in town last night. Yeah.
I wish I could have seen him.
Yeah. All right. ulpgh.org, Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, President and CEO Carlos T. Carter. Appreciate it. Carlos, have a great week.
You too. Pull up to that purple pump, baby.
I like it. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go, AUDACY, and we'll keep you posted on what's going on. Thinking about the folks in Florida this morning, and we'll continue to follow that story of Hurricane Milton. Right now, still a Category 5 hurricane, expected to make landfall somewhere after midnight tonight on the Gulf Coast around the Bradenton, Sarasota, Tampa is just to the north of there, Fort Myers. All of these places very familiar to a lot of Pittsburghers. And we'll continue to keep you posted. Coming up right after the news, you know, we mentioned we're going to be carrying the Pitt volleyball game tonight. Pitt's team is number one in the nation. SMU, a newcomer to the ACC, will be their opponent. And if you're tuned in, by the way, 6 o'clock tonight on The Fan, we have the Pat Narduzzi Show. Special guest, Kenate Mumfield, star receiver, as the Panthers, 5-0, could become bowl eligible. And speaking of newcomer to the ACC, you got California coming in on Saturday at Acrisure, 3:30 kickoff. Looks like Mother Nature's going to cooperate, 71 degrees. Really a nice chance afternoon to see the talent of Eli Holstein, their quarterback, Desmond Reed, their sensational receiver, Pitt's defense. So if you haven't been for a while, come down and see the Panthers and the Golden Bears of California on Saturday.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.